News from Oroville, June 9th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Kazim, and Anna. The weather forecast. Well, today it's overcast. Temperature range is 28 to 34 degrees for the next few days. Southerly winds, 18 to 25 kilometers, flying around from east to west. And forecasted also 100% chance of a thunderstorm with rainfall on Wednesday night. Here's an interview with Parimal of Koulipaliam, presently studying in Paris. Good morning, Parimal.
Morning.
Well, you've been away for some time out of Oroville. We were wondering, as a former Oroville Radio team member, now studying abroad, if you could share some of your experiences.
Yeah. I want to study communication. I'm studying global communication at the American University of Paris. Everything was a gift to me, you know. It's all, I mean, I didn't do much. All I want to do is to study. That's the only thing what I did to myself that I want to study. I said it. But the rest is always given by friends, well-wishers, and like, just before going to school, I had 3 months break, and I asked a friend of mine, "Hey, look, I'm going to study in abroad in Paris, and I need a job to fund my studies." He says, "Yeah, okay, you could come to Italy and you can work for 3 months." So I went to Italy. I worked 3 months. I got the money to start, you know, at least to buy a plane ticket. And a friend of mine gave his flat. The first 2 months I was sleeping in his flat because he was in Oroville. To say something about the education.
Yeah, we were wondering, we know in Oroville it's a place where there's unending education. Now, you've gone out of Oroville to a specific place for a specific reason. Do you feel that you're learning a great deal over there that you hadn't known here?
Definitely. It's also an institution which gives you structure, discipline, and of course theories and books, and also away from Oroville studying it's also a kind of a very challenging issue, you know, just because you grew up in a very open environment with all those people who's always smiling at you, you know. It's so easy grow up in Oroville, at least when you're born in Oroville, you know, grow up. But to go outside and, you know, follow the regular structure, suddenly, you know, it's like changing a whole different life. So in the beginning, I had a really tough time really coping up with the timetable, trying to do the homework and stuff like that. So the first semester was a catastrophe, but I managed to pass all the exams.
Very fine.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Parimal.
Thank you.
There's a general meeting today, Tuesday, June 9th, at 5 p.m. until 6:30 at Sawchu, the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. Together for a better participation of the community in planning the city is the topic. The agenda is presentation of the Planning Participatory Task Force workshop from last May 7th, the task ahead, and the way forward on the Crown Road issue. Coming up Wednesday, June 10th, the workshop, sponsored by Bharat Nevis, open to all Aurovillians and guests. 7-session well-being pranayama workshop. This workshop runs daily through Tuesday, 16th June, 7 to 8 a.m. at Sawchu. The outcome promised is a new level of well-being through doing the practices learned daily, which take about 30 minutes. No registration is required for participation. Be at Sawchu by 6:45 a.m. on the first day. All sessions start punctually at 7 a.m. and conclude by 8 a.m. A question to consider: how much energy is wasted in the futile pursuit of relief from boredom and pain? And how much relief is absolutely possible from the raising of one's consciousness? The news is an echo of the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.